thank you for the Easter music. Throughout the religious community, certain periods of time have been set aside for special observance and remembrance. Now, we call these occasions holy days, indicating that they have a special significance. Christians consider Christmas and Easter to be the holiest of days. These sacred times have been set aside for prayer and meditation, study, a time to ponder and reflect. And in our time of contemplation, we question and we reason, seeking to learn of a deeper meaning concerning the celebration. We turn to the Bible for guidance and inspiration. Basically, we direct our attention to the life and ministry of Jesus. We begin with those verses that describe his birth in Bethlehem. Now, the prophets of the Old Testament, they had predicted the coming of a Messiah. The Hebrew people eagerly anticipated the arrival of this individual, certain he would improve their lot in life. And then it was reported that this birth in Bethlehem was indeed that of the long-awaited Messiah. Wise men came from the east, representing that place of inner reverence to pay homage to this child. Within the soul of man is the ability to discern spiritual things. Now, it was understood that embodied in this child was the knowledge of truth, the knowledge of eternal life. And this child's mission was to tell others of this life, that was what was true for him was also true for all mankind. Now, each of us must leave that place of mortality in order to accept the fullness of immortality. And on Easter morning, Jesus proved the meaning of the words, "He is risen." Now, the anticipated Messiah did not appear in the form of a king, decked out in fine robes and golden rings. He arrived in this world of experience in the form of a baby, just like you and me. But his appearance did not fool the wise men. Remember, they knew that embodied in the consciousness of this child was knowledge of truth. And as this child grew in understanding and remembrance, he would be known by his true identity, Christ. Christ is the one with no beginning and no end. Now, when we say that something is embodied, such as truth, we mean that it is capable of expression. It is present, and it has the ability to be felt and known. But in its immature state, it is intangible, hidden, and not yet ready for expression. It might be said that buried in the consciousness of this child, Jesus, was knowledge of the true self. And as he grew strong in his time of study and practice, he would gain understanding necessary for the full expression. And so it is with us. As we seek knowledge concerning the meaning of Easter, we intuitively know that what was true of Jesus is also true of us. But just like Jesus, we too must grow into understanding of the true self before we may consciously express this life that has no beginning and no end. We are reminded that the message of truth is already embodied in us, simply awaiting our recognition. It is buried in our consciousness, resting until we are strong enough to receive it. Now, we might call this resting place a tomb. It has been said that the human awareness is the tomb which houses the Christ. And as it does so, we get glimpses now and then, until it is ready to rise into full revelation of its true identity. Now, it might be said that the Christmas story reveals there is a spiritual birth in us. And as we travel the earthly journey, we prepare ourselves for the awakening that will surely take place. As we grow in understanding, we come into the full acceptance of that Easter message, the one that confirms eternal life. So you see, much consideration should be given to our time of study and practice. But you know, much of our early years was spent living from the awareness, the one that identified itself by the name assigned to the physical body. And this is who we thought we were. We stayed there until we were roused from within with a new idea of us. Now, those of us who were here this morning, we have spent some time with study and with practice. We have heard the message of truth, and something in us has been stirred in recognition. While we might not always live from Christ consciousness, we are at least aware that there is such a consciousness. We no longer travel the road chosen by the masses, and we have gone beyond seeking a Messiah who would improve our lot in life. We are on the path of the disciple, the one seeking the deeper meaning of existence. Now, in Jesus' day, he did have his disciples. But we are also told that the disciples had not yet come into their own understanding, meaning that they had witnessed the works of Jesus Christ, and they had seen his miracles. But they did not yet perceive that what he could do, they could do also. They had not yet tarried in Jerusalem in a habitation of peace. One cannot receive knowledge of the spiritual self while at war with a sense of identity. The disciples did not yet have a receptive mind capable of knowing them as Christ. But as they turned their attention to truth, they discovered that the light began to dawn in their consciousness. So it is with us. Illumined consciousness reveals there is no death. And now we come to the identity known as John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist, he represents the natural man, the physical man. John has had his time of study and practice, and he too has a mission to fulfill. Man, in this state of unfoldment, is not yet the full Christ, but he has been stirred in an inward way, and it might be said that he has become illumined. The intellectual perception of truth by the natural man is not the true light of the Christ, but it bears witness to that light. It is this conviction that prepares us for the dawning in consciousness, for our time of awakening. This was the role of John the Baptist, to announce that he, as material man, is not the anointed one. Natural man, the one of the intellect with thought and reason, is not Christ. John the Baptist came heralding the message, "Prepare ye the way." When we play the role of the disciple, we too must discover what is necessary to receive the true Messiah. We do our preparation in consciousness. The message of Jesus Christ is that there is no death, there's only eternal life. When we acknowledge us as a natural man, we accept all that belongs to that man. We have noticed that the body of flesh does not last forever. We do not carry the physical form with its personality, its traits and characteristics into the spiritual kingdom. When the life force leaves the physical body, human reasoning looks upon the body and calls it death. But when we lift our eyes, dear, of us above elemental life, we know us as that one of eternal life. Through prayer and meditation, we leave that state of clutter and concern and enter that place of stillness and serenity. This is our Jerusalem. Now, at first, we are unable to stay there for an extended period of time, but as we practice, well, we begin to stay a little longer until that time arrives when we can say with conviction, I have seen it with my eye divine, and I have heard it with my inner ear. There is no death, there is only life, and I am living it now. Once we have reached this state, we have definitely come out from among the masses. We have even suppressed the multitudes with their concern for the demonstration. We are no longer satisfied with the fleeting scenes of humanhood, with their sense of opposites. We have followed the path taken by the disciple. But in our time of study and practice, we have now had our awakening. And now the only path we wish to follow is the one of the inner direction, the one from the inner voice that says, turn here or turn there. And so we speak of a spiritual path, a spiritual journey. And yet, we each travel in a personal way. Jesus had his way to travel, and we have ours. But whichever way we choose, we all eventually arrive upon that state called heaven. Each of us hears the message, I have no pleasure in your dying. Turn to me. I am eternal life. And now we do our study and our practice from the identity called Christ. We have put away our concerns for what we call the future, or what might even happen to us in a material way. We know this is not who we are, and we are willing to release the anxiety that comes with it. Since life is eternal, and we are living it now, we ask the question, how does one live this life that is eternal? You see, we have formed habits that allow for beginnings and endings. The Bible tells us that everything has its season for expression. And we have assumed that when the season was over, so was the expression. But Christ has no beginning or end. Christ has no season, but is for all times. So we eagerly say, I am that. But living that way does take a little getting used to. How does one live from the conviction there is no death? Well, first of all, it is helpful to admit that we of ourselves, we do nothing. When we allow Christ to reign in us, we also know that Christ is the one living us. We understand that as individuals, we become still and allow Christ to live us and move us. And then we behold and we observe. Christ is not a king, nor is he a general. Christ does not form armies and conquer nations. Christ does not sit on a throne, ruling over his people, bestowing favors for good behavior. Work done from the inner being, it is calm and gentle. And when we behold and observe, We do so without judgment or opinion. And in our time of observation, we notice that Christ does not function in an awareness that is disturbed, annoyed, or anxious. Christ does not function in awareness that is not prepared to receive it. In our time of personal journey, we may have traveled through many states and stages of acceptance. And we had our dark times of experience. That time when we struggled with the concept of life and death. That time when we sought after righteousness, but we were unable to find it. But remember, in these times of uncertainty, Christ still rests in us. At any time, we turn within and allow him to escape, to rise up and ascend to his Father. This morning, let us give recognition to eternal life. He is risen. There is no death. Would you join me now in our closing meditation? On this joyous Easter morning, let us take a few moments to give recognition to my kingdom that is not of this world. In my Father's house, there are no restrictions or limitations. The invitation is, come unto me, I will give you rest. Rest from the cares of the world, rest from concerns and anxiety. It is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom, and all that I have is yours. God gave us life. Jesus said, there is no death, only eternal life. So in the stillness of this moment, we quiet our thoughts and we utter the words, be still and know. There is no separation. The Father and I are one. Christ stirs in us, bringing to remembrance from whence we came. Let us rejoice and be glad. God is in this place. There is no death. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within and acknowledge him so that he may lift your consciousness and give you his peace. Amen.